Welcome to the Golden Lady Podcast. It's me, the Golden Lady. Today I want to talk about mistakes aren't the end of the world. Mistakes aren't the end of the world. When you're working on something and everything's flowing pretty good and you make a mistake, and not only do you make a mistake, but you didn't notice it, but somebody else noticed it and brought it to you. Now, whether they did it in private or whether they did it on social media or out in front of everybody in a meeting, it is kind of embarrassing. But don't let that stop you, especially when you're working on your own thing. People will always find something wrong with what you do. Some of them, that's just what they do, because you're trying to do something and they aren't, and they want to hold you back and keep you on their level. But you don't have to acknowledge that. If you make a mistake, fine, keep moving. If you can go back and correct it, go back and correct it. Most times we allow that mistake to get into our head, and the fact that somebody else saw it, we let it get in our head and we let it stay there, and it lives there. And other little thoughts start to surround it, like, you're not good enough, why are you doing this? You don't want to make another mistake and be embarrassed again. You know, everybody makes mistakes on different levels. People make mistakes on television. Just like when, I'm not sure, some people say it was a publicity stunt, but a few years back when Steve Harvey announced the wrong winner for some type of Miss Universe contest, if I'm not mistaken, Miss World or Miss Universe or something like that. He announced the wrong winner, and people went in on him, but you know what? He kept going. That didn't stop his career. And today I encourage you to don't let things like that stop you. Yes, I'm pretty sure it was so embarrassing for him. I'm sure he had that moment where, how could I do that? How could I let that come out? What was I thinking? I'm sure he had that moment where he beat himself up for a little bit. But he got up and he moved on. If it doesn't bother you, it's not going to bother anybody else. But once someone sees that it bothers you, they'll keep talking about it and they'll keep bringing it back up and they'll do other things or try to look for more things that you do to make you feel that way. But you only allow them to make you feel that way, because if you take away that power by not allowing it to bother you or showing them that it doesn't bother you, you take away that power and you can move on a whole lot easier. Yes, people will probably bring it up in the future. You could just laugh at it and say, oh, well, that's what happened, you know, whatever. But you're not going to die. You're not going to be banished from the earth, or nobody will ever listen to you again, or nobody will ever hire you again. On this podcast, I record every day, and whatever mistake I make, I make. I don't go back and edit. I don't delete it and start over 10 times. I've never done that. This is how I get better, because I'm not going to let it stop me. And I'm pretty sure I've made at least one mistake as far as speaking or my thoughts coming together or anything like that on just about every one. But I'm not going to let it stop me. As you can see, this is my goal, and I've been working on it, and I've been pushing, and I've been making progress, and I've seen myself improve, and I'm glad that I did it. But I can remember in the very beginning when I started, this was before I had the goal. This is what made me have the goal. This is what allowed me to create the goal. I was doing it in the beginning, and I would record myself, but I didn't want to put it out because I'm like, I don't sound right. I don't like how I sound on, you know, on the podcast. I said the wrong word. There's too many spaces in between me talking. People might have thought I just dropped off the podcast for 2 or 3 seconds. Just things like that. And it would stop me. And you know what was stopping me? It was perfection. And I'm a recovering perfectionist, because I like things to be in place. But I've noticed that You know, even now I'm making mistakes, but I keep going. And I'm going to keep going. Everything can't be perfect. I can strive for perfection, but nothing's ever going to be perfect. So that's all I can do. Yes, back then it would stop me. I wouldn't do it. But I knew that this is something I needed to do, something, a goal, and I turned it into a goal that I wanted to accomplish, and I'm almost done. December 11th is the completion date, and we're not far from that, days. So don't let mistakes stop you. Don't let other people laughing at you stop you. Don't let what they say stop you. Use mistakes as suggestions and feedback. Learn from them just like you learn from a failure and keep going. Because if you let it stop you, you will never learn. If you let it stop you, you will never improve. It's a part of the process, just like failing is. It's all a part of the process. And I can tell you, everybody has made mistakes. The person who you admire, who is successful, you don't see it because they've reached the end of their goal, or they're in that part of the goal where everything is coming together and it looks to us like everything is perfect. They don't make mistakes. This is how they reach their goal. No, they made their goals by not letting their mistakes stop them. Oprah made mistakes. Bill Gates made mistakes. Tyler Perry made mistakes. Elon Musk made mistakes. We all make mistakes, but the difference is they didn't let them stop them. They didn't let the mistakes stop them. So don't let your mistakes stop you. And they've had people ridicule them. They had people tell them, why are you even doing that? It's not going to work. You can't do that. You're a woman. You can't do that. You're African American. They've had all kinds of things said to them and about them. You're not smart enough. No one's ever done that. What makes you think you can do it? It's already been done. But they don't let that stop them. So today, I encourage you, push past your mistakes. Allow it to teach you something and keep going, because in the end, you're responsible for your success. You're responsible for your life. You're responsible for setting and keeping your goals. You're responsible for that commitment, not anyone else. Everybody else is just out there to stop you. But you have to get to the top of the mountain, and you will stumble, you will slip, you might even fall all the way back down to the bottom. But you know what? You have to dust yourself off, put on a band-aid, and keep going. So today, go ahead, keep going. You can see the top of the mountain, but you have to keep climbing to get there. So don't let your failure stop you, and don't let your mistakes stop you. Always, as I tell you, keep it moving. Thank you for listening. You can follow me on Facebook, Instagram. See, that was a mistake. Follow me on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at The Golden Lady. And check me out on my website, thegoldenlady.com. That's GOALDEN. Thanks for listening. And as always, keep it moving.